At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The Dallas City Council is scheduled to vote today on its first comprehensive housing policy. As KERA's Christina Martinez reports, the goal is to address the shortage of affordable housing and break up concentrations of poverty in the city.
It's becoming more expensive to live in Dallas. About 6 out of 10 residents spend more than a third of their income on housing costs, and more than half of the homes in the city cost over $300,000. The proposed housing policy uses data to identify neighborhoods that need the city's attention, which Dallas officials refer to as reinvestment zones, and provides incentives for developers to build more affordable housing in areas like Wynwood and Redbird. The plan also offers property tax freezes in some low-income areas and incentives for low-rent landlords to fix up rental properties. But critics say the policy doesn't do enough to make sure landlords and developers accept Section 8 vouchers. According to an NPR and PBS Frontline investigation last year, about 60% of people in Dallas who get Section 8 vouchers are unable to use them. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
An art teacher with the Mansfield School District is suing her employer for sexual orientation discrimination. Stacey Bailey was placed on a paid administrative leave after she made inquiries about establishing stronger protections for LGBT students and employees. The school district said Bailey was placed on leave because of complaints from parents about her discussing her sexual orientation with students. The district has said the issue is not about Bailey's inquiry into non-discrimination policies, but rather parental rights. Growing up in the spotlight isn't easy. And when both your father and grandfather were president of the United States, the level of scrutiny is off the charts. Barbara Pierce Bush has a new memoir out that she co-wrote with her twin sister, Jenna Bush Hager. They read about life in one of America's most prominent political families. Barbara Pierce Bush recently talked with KERA's Chris Boyd.
So your grandfather was already vice president when you were born. What did your family do to keep you and Jenna from growing up thinking you were special simply because your last name was Bush?
Yeah. Well, so much, and yet I don't think it was intentional. When we were born, he was vice president. He became president when we were 7. And we were living in Midland, Texas until then, and actually lived much closer to my mom's parents. And then on holidays, we would go see my grandparents in D.C. And my grandfather is so humble that I thought that everybody's grandfather was president. And I write about this. I found my journal from when I was 7. We went to my grandfather's inauguration in D.C., and it was so fun for 7-year-olds. There are parades, and there's glitter, and there's balloons, and, you know, everything magical. And I remember leaving and being so excited because I thought I was about to go to all these other inaugurations. I thought all my friends' grandfathers were about to get inaugurated. And I found my journal. I'm so excited. I go to school. I talk to my best friend, Catherine Oliver, and I asked her when her grandfather's inauguration was and was quickly disappointed in realizing that that was the only one I was going to. But so much of that, I think, is because my grandfather is so humble that he acted in no way like he had a role that was different than anybody else's.
He also wrote right after your father's inauguration that he was struck watching you and your sister in your sort of grown-up high heels.
Yeah.
You were 19 at the time, worrying about the effect on you of being exposed to so much. I was able to interview your father right before he won the presidency, and I remember it was a like 45-minute interview, and the thing that sticks in my head is when he said, "I worry about my little girls." Did they ask if you cared if he ran for president?
They did. My parents sat us down, or my dad really sat us down, to tell us that he was thinking of running. And we did not react very well. We both burst into tears when he told us, actually. I think we just didn't know what it meant for us is the main thing. You know, there's so much uncertainty in what that will mean. Something that's interesting is, of course, my dad had been the child of a president. I think what he struggled with that was the same thing that we struggled with was loving someone so deeply and knowing them so deeply. And so you feel it's hard to not feel hurt by any criticisms of them.
Well, you write about walking on the Yale campus. You were a freshman and seeing, you know, it's a place where people are exploring politics. And
yeah,
you would see anti-Bush posters. And to you, it was like, oh, there's an anti-dad poster.
Yes. So I went away to Yale. My dad happened to be running for president that same year. And so it was a very different experience for me to make friends during an election year. And luckily, I made amazing friends that were terribly protective of me in the best way possible. But Yale is a really political campus, and it's a pretty liberal campus. I might have been the only person that voted for my dad. I don't know, but there probably weren't that many people. And so it definitely took an adjustment for me to realize that signs or protests or posters against my dad, they were at the person that I knew, but I knew him in a different way. And I definitely developed a much thicker skin quickly, because I needed to see that, of course, that was someone's opinion that was targeted at a person that represented ideas that they didn't necessarily agree with, but not at, to me, it cuts so much more close to home in terms of loving someone and figuring out how to separate the two so that it didn't affect me in the way that it did the first time experiencing it, really.
Did you learn a trick for sort of compartmentalizing that?
I guess I must have learned to compartmentalize looking back on it. Not a trick. If there was a trick, it would have been great if I knew it. But I think I just became more comfortable in feeling grounded and knowing the person that I know so well and love and what he means for me. And I will never think at the time, and still, I don't see my dad, of course, as president, or at that time, I didn't see him as a candidate. I saw him as my dad, and just being okay with that, knowing that I will always see him first as my dad.
That was Barbara Pierce Bush talking with KERA's Chris Boyd. Bush is the co-author, with her twin sister Jenna Bush Hager, of Sisters First, Stories from Our Wild and Wonderful Life. The rest of this conversation is at think.kera.org. And for the day, mostly sunny skies. It should be a high in the upper 80s by this afternoon. This evening looks to be mostly clear with a low around 66. Tomorrow, sunny with a high around 88. And tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 68. It's currently 71 degrees in Dallas, 69 in Fort Worth, 67 in Tyler, and 71 in Wichita Falls. At 8:30, this is KERA News.
Support for KERA comes from you, our members, and from TMF Quality Innovation Network. May is Mental Health Month. The TMF Quality Innovation Network encourages patients